time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst in Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our weekly Power Rankings in Major League Baseball throughout the summer. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we could still do one next week, right? Because we've got a few days to do them. Maybe we'll hit it on a Monday. That might make more sense.
I have an interesting twist for that, but we can cross that bridge when we get there. Maybe not.
Oh, well, what's that?
Maybe not the best teams, because, you know, everybody is going to be on a break. Maybe we can do the worst in five in terms of actual baseball players. And, you know, the All-Star celebration. We pick our five best baseball players that we think are the best, and let's pick on one guy that just stinks.
Okay, well, my best guy would be Jacob Mizorowski.
Okay. You want to remind me in about 7 days?
Sure. I can do that. We'll start with
the
worst team in the league. I mean, they have 72 losses. They really have killed the fun out of this.
We really should just do and five.
Yeah, it's the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
Anything to add?
No. I'm waiting for you.
Minus 251 run differential, so it's like historic. Like, the White Sox weren't even that bad, and the White Sox just set the single season loss record last year. And if it wasn't for the Rockies, we might be piling on the White Sox again, who are right behind them with 62 losses. But rightfully so, it is the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
And I want to remind everybody, they had four consecutive road wins on for the Braves and the Nationals. But they've just, they just completely fell off of the reservation again. It's the Colorado Rockies. It will be the Colorado Rockies until further notice. I have nothing else.
All right, well, from one to five, I'll give you my best.
Number one.
At number one, it is going to be a team that has held it, for me at least, four straight weeks. Now, six of the last seven. Mets got up there at one point a month ago. Are not on my list tonight. But the Detroit Tigers are. They just had a five-game win streak before losing to the Rays, 59-35, best record in baseball by three games. They come in at number one. I think a lot about Greg's call last night. Greg in Michigan called towards the end of the show. Talked about how just everybody can't believe what's going on with Detroit. You better start believing. You better make this one count.
Go for your dreams.
You know, a lot of teams right now are thinking, are we buyers or are we sellers? Then there's a lot of teams that are thinking, okay, we're buyers, but how much are we mortgaging off? If you're Detroit, that American League is wide open.
We're off the shizzle.
And you are clearly the best, so I don't know. I don't know how long you'll have this. You'll have a window. I think the Tigers are going to have a window, but how long is your window going to be at the same time that the American League window is this wide open? So I'd like to see them be active at the deadline. Number two. For four of the last 5 weeks, the Dodgers were in this spot. They will not be right now. It is going to be the Houston Astros. Some pronounce it Houston. Houston just swept the Dodgers, actually, and really scored a lot more runs than they did in that series. There was an 18-1 victory, 6-4, 5-1. Houston's been surprising, and this has to be the first time this year that two American League teams for me take top billing. At number three.
Number three.
We are going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies. Winners of six of their last 10. They've been playing consistent ball ever since their season ended in April when they got swept by the Mets. The Phillies get three because I did nudge the Dodgers down one more. The Dodgers at number four is...
Number four.
Dodgers. Still the second best record in the league, but they have lost six in a row. They've lost six in a row. Three have been to the Astros. And then three have been to at number five.
Number five.
For the first time all season, and maybe only the last time. But I'm going down Homer Avenue, and I'm putting the Milwaukee Brewers.
Boo! Boo!
All right, beating the Dodgers on Monday 9-1, beating them 3-1 with a great performance from Jacob Mizorowski, 12 Ks, 6 innings. Winning today in extras where it looked like they had no shot, then a ninth inning rally. Now, if you think it's that big of a homer, I left off the Cubs, who the Brewers are only a game and a half behind. I'm behind the Blue Jays. They're only a game behind them. They're a half game behind the Mets. The Brewers are in this next class where they are eligible to be at number five, and they just swept the Dodgers. So thank you very much. My top five is Detroit, Houston, Philadelphia, LA Dodgers, Milwaukee. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go indeed. Let's go to break. This 4 minutes can't come fast enough. All right, I'll start at number one with you.
Number one.
And we're in agreement. I'm a little surprised. I thought they would have had 60 wins already, but it's the Detroit Tigres, 59 at 35. Having Tarek Skubal.
You're surprised you thought they'd have 60 wins and they have 59?
Right. Well, I just thought that they would have 60 at this exact moment in time. Oh. You know, they're one win off of my pace. But they're right. Great. They're a great team. They're number one in my rankings. Tarek Skubal, it's a no-brainer for him to start for the American League in the All-Star game. He's really starting to run away with a Cy Young award. This will be his second consecutive should he hold serve and continue to pitch the way he does. This guy is an absolute beast. Him and Zach Wheeler have been lighting it up the last couple of weeks. And Zach McKinstry just made the All-Star game, so congratulations to him. The Tigers get another guy in the Midsummer Classic. So the Twad gets my number one spot. And number two.
Number two.
Like you, this is the first time I've also had two American League teams on the top of my billing here. And it's also the Houston Astros. Bro, you talked about the Astros beating the Dodgers. They didn't just beat them. They swept them. They absolutely smoked them. I'll give you the cumulative score. 29-6. They are 25-10 since the beginning of June, and they're going to get even better because they got 15 guys on the injured reserve list, whatever you want to call it now. It used to be the DL, now it's the IL. So the Astros could just get better by virtue of health. And the American League West is kind of falling by the wayside. The Astros are clearly starting to be that third team in the AL. We've said it's been the Tigers and the Yankees. I'm not even sure about the Yankees anymore. The Yankees got to make some moves. They DFA DJ LeMahieu. And spoiler alert, the Yankees are no longer on my list. So ask for that too. At number three.
Number three.
You have them at four. I still got some respect on the LA Dodgers. I have them at three at 56-38. They have not looked good. Obviously getting blown up by your Brewers. And listen, that's no easy feat. As much as I want to crap all over the Brewers and I'm scared because they're only a game and a half behind my team. It's a tremendous accomplishment, and I think the Brewers are legit as well. They're going to be a threat in the Central. But the Dodgers still have all the star power in the world, and Shohei Ohtani did give them two really good innings out of a couple of the losses they had there. So he's going to gradually ramp up until he's ready to become a regular rotational piece for them. The Dodgers need to get healthy as well. I still think they're going to be one of the teams left standing in October.
Number four.
Don't disrespect my Cubs. The Brewers are still number two in a division. The Cubs are at number one. Best run differential in all of baseball. Only the Tigers and the Cubs are in triple digits in that category. Cubs have 100 plus 117, although they just dropped two against Cleveland. Not very happy about that, but I am happy they beat the brakes off of the Cardinals, including a franchise record 8 home runs in one game. So the Cubs, good enough for number four on my list. And finally, number five.
Number five.
I thought about the Brewers. I'm not going to lie to you. If we went to six, the Brewers would be at six. But I am I'm going to put the Toronto Blue Jays for one time. Because I don't hate that. They're not. I don't know how much longer they're going to get any love here. But they got some
All-Stars. They had a 10. Yeah, they had a 10.
Yeah, they finally lost that to the White Sox.
I am doing Brewers Blue Jays tie.
Okay. All right. Well, no tie for me. I'm going to go Blue Jays 5. Blue Jays 5 and Brewers 6.
I got to respect them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're leading the American League East. They were down three games in the AL East, and they swept four games out of the Yankees. So that obviously catapults them to number one in the division. And if we think the AL is weak, why not the Blue Jays? So 1 Tigers, 2 Astros, 3 Dodgers, 4 Cubs, and 5 Blue Jays, 5.5 Brewers.